Once upon a time, a woman received a call from an unknown number. This call was from a stranger who had dialed a wrong number. She only once picked up the call and ended up while saying, "It's wrong number." You know, sometimes there are some lads, if once they get the chance to get through to any woman or girl, they try to ring that number again and again and again. But why was such kind of individual? He had no shame at all. He rang her again. She responded that, "I'm married, don't disturb me." But he kept on doing that. She once again ended the call. And now he kept on making calls to her, but she wouldn't attend. He then started sending text messages that, "I cannot live without you. I've fallen in love with your voice. I want to see you. I want to meet you." He started sending such kind of text messages, but she wouldn't reply them. One day she was busy in doing some work and her phone was with her mother-in-law. The phone beeped and text message was received. This text message was from same boy. And in that text message, he had written silly things about his so-called love. Her mother-in-law got furious, as she thought that her daughter-in-law has contacts with strangers. She didn't talk to her daughter-in-law that, "Daughter, what is this?" Had she been asked, she would have clarified. There are certain mothers who don't deal things wisely. When her son came at night, she said, "Come and sit down," and said, "Look, what is going on in this house?" And she showed him the text. "Look, what is your wife doing behind you? She is keeping contacts with strangers and cheating you." Now, husband is husband. There are certain men who are very weak. He got furious. He didn't bother to find out reality. He started beating her wife and started beating her up while saying, "You cheater, you cheat, you disgrace." Who would listen to her there? As her husband, mother-in-law, sister-in-laws, everyone was shouting. Meanwhile, her brothers came to know. When they came to know that their brother-in-law has beaten their sister, they all gathered to protect their sister and fight with their brother-in-law. The husband said, "Okay, you've come here, but do you know who are you protecting? Look at these text messages, what your sister is doing." And he showed him the text messages. When her brother saw text messages, he got furious and outraged, and he started beating her own sister badly. Sister kept on shouting, "Listen, listen, why no one is listening to me?" But in anger, his brother stabbed his own sister and killed. Everyone got shocked. Police came and arrested her brother, as he had murdered his own sister. Sister died. Now police opened an investigation. And as part of investigation, they got to that boy who was sending text messages. He told to the police that she was a very honest and pious woman. "This all happened because of my bad habits. She would always stop me, but it was me who was keep on sending her text messages." After this, all came to know that because of silly acts of this boy and doubts and ill opinions, the sad incident happened and a woman was murdered. When her brother came to know that he had killed his loyal, honest and innocent sister, you can imagine his condition. When her husband would have come to know that he had lost his loyal, honest and trustworthy wife, what would have been his condition? And in specific, I would like to address those young lads. Because of their silly acts, brothers end up killing their sisters. And because of their silly acts, fathers kill their daughters. Because of their silly acts, husband divorces his wife and murders her. All because of your ill habits. Just because of your silly and unwise acts and ill habits, someone's family gets destroyed. Fear Allah. Never do such silly acts. And this incident also possesses lesson for those individuals who have doubts and they live with ill opinions. Why are you destroying your home? I pray to Allah that this incident becomes a means of rectification for thousands of families. Please do ask forgiveness from each other.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I was watching a program of Nigrani Shura regarding domestic issues, where he mentioned that a brother had killed his own sister. Well, I used to tease and disturb over the phone one woman, and after listening to this, I have made an intention that I will never do that again, inshallah. Because Nigrani Shura's words has really put an effect on my heart.
MashaAllah. Marhaba. Welcome. May Allah give you ability to make true repentance and also give you steadfastness. In fact, I would like to appreciate and say well done.